Greetings, WVON family and friends. Remember me? The former investigative reporter for the Chicago Defender that wrote three groundbreaking stories in 2016 that impacted the law at the city, county, and state levels. The FOP contract series led in part to today's consent decree. The police misconduct records were saved from destruction. And the United Nations showed up when the Defender published that over 30,000 teenagers were arrested over a 2.5-year period, most of them black, and less than 60 had access to an attorney during interrogation. 5 months later, Cook County Chief Judge Timothy Evans issued an order stating that all CPD arrestees should have access to an attorney, a constitutional right. Today, I have another story to tell. This one about a news organization out of New York City that doesn't appear to want to hire any black reporters. Their name? ProPublica. In 2017, they expanded to Chicago looking for reporters that could quote-unquote make news. ProPublica stated, "We are dedicated to improving our newsroom, in part by better reflecting the people we cover." I took them at their word, applied, and was completely rejected. And so was every other black reporter. According to their attorney, up to 240 applicants applied. On February 1st, 2019, my attorney, Jill Willis, filed a discrimination complaint in federal court, and now I'm appealing directly to you. Why, you might ask? Because this fight isn't just about me. It's about this billionaire-funded racist news organization attempting to control the narrative about the black community without our input. Out of nearly 89 reporters in New York, they have only one black male reporter and only two black female reporters. And in Chicago, no black reporters at all. None. If you or someone you know applied to ProPublica and either didn't hear back from them or were interviewed and didn't get hired, then today is your lucky day. I'd like to hear your story. This is Ken Hare. Inbox me at www.facebook.com/ProPublica. Where are the black reporters?